The Philippines' largest Muslim guerrilla group has removed a commander the government blames for an escalation of violence in 2008, saying they wanted to revive momentum in peace talks under the country's new administration. Since 1997, there have been off-and-on negotiations between the government and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front to end a conflict that has run for more than 40 years, killing 120,000 people and displacing 2 million in the south. We spoke with Monsignor Pedro Quitorio, who is director of the media office at the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines. He says that both Catholic and Muslim leaders have been actively involved in the peace process through the Bishops' Ulama Conference.
The Bishops Ulama is a non-government organization that has been on the sidelines working also for peace talks in order to help probably the government. In fact, they have several meetings already since years ago. And lately, they had a meeting last April in Davao City, that's in Mindanao, in preparation for this upcoming political events. But then even before that, they have been already meeting especially only for one agenda, and that is to pursue peace negotiation between the government and the MILF. From the Catholic side, we are praying that this upcoming president of the Philippines, who will assume his presidency by July, will consider as one of the priority agenda the peace negotiations in Mindanao, especially with the Muslim people. Even though the next president is a Catholic, we are hoping that he will give priority to our Muslim brothers.